Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're cutting straight to the heart of the AI revolution, but maybe not the incremental stuff you've already heard about. We're really talking about the genuinely new markets erupting from this technological shift.
Yeah, the kind that could redefine whole industries.
Exactly.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. Our aim in this deep dive is, well, to pinpoint these emerging market clusters, the ones really fueled by the latest AI advancements.
Right.
Think of it as a focused exploration, you know, to understand where the most significant impact might be.
And where the most promising AI-driven ventures are likely to take hold.
That's the goal.
And to get this clearer picture, we've really dug into a range of sources, market research reports packed with figures, lots of detailed industry analyses.
And those forward-looking growth projections, the ones zeroing in on key AI sectors.
Yeah, loads those.
And through this intensive look at the data, several core emerging market areas have become pretty clear.
Okay.
So we'll be examining the exciting potential of AI woven into augmented reality, or AR. Then there's the rapidly evolving world of sophisticated AI robotics.
Right.
Plus the groundbreaking capabilities of generative AI, which everyone's talking about.
Of course.
And maybe a bit newer, the emergence of truly self-operating systems through agentic AI.
Okay, so those are the key clusters. And our fundamental view, our sort of thesis here is, well, it's not just about having the most complex algorithms, is it?
No, not at all. Mm. We believe the real key, the success factor, will be identifying very specific, sometimes overlooked problems.
Right, the actual need.
Exactly. And then smartly applying AI's unique strengths, you know, its ability to deeply personalize experiences, to automate really intricate processes.
And generate those crucial predictive insights.
Mm-hmm. Using those strengths to create genuinely novel solutions. That's the core idea.
Yeah. And what's critical to understand, I think, is that simply having access to AI tech,
yeah,
well, that's not going to be enough to stand out, right?
No, that's becoming increasingly widespread. The true competitive advantage, the differentiation, it'll be built on deep knowledge of particular industry, domain expertise,
yeah,
plus truly inventive ways of using the AI, application innovation, and establishing strong, lasting advantages, what people call moats.
Like exclusive data or unique business models.
Exactly. Or maybe a combination. It's not just about access anymore.
Okay, let's get into the core of it then. We're seeing this massive AI-driven expansion. It's not just hype, is it? It feels like a tangible force reshaping markets.
Oh, definitely. Fundamentally changing how we operate, how we live.
Yeah.
And the overall AI market is just seeing remarkable growth. Projections indicate a huge jump from around, what, $279 billion in 2024
right,
to an estimated $1.8 trillion by 2030.
Wow.
That's a compound annual growth rate, a CAGR exceeding 36%. It really highlights the significant investment and the swift adoption happening globally.
And it's not just like Silicon Valley, is it? It's worldwide.
No, it's definitely a global phenomenon. Mm-hmm. North America, yeah, it currently holds the largest share, about 31% of revenue in 2023.
Which makes sense. Government support, lots of integration there.
True. But Europe is also a major player. They've got a predicted growth rate over 33% in the coming years, partially fueled by the finance sector, actually.
Interesting.
And what's also really significant is the Asia-Pacific region, already contributed over a quarter of global AI revenue last year.
Okay.
And industry analysts, IDC, for example, predict their AI spending will grow almost twice as fast as their overall digital tech investments.
Twice as fast?
Yeah. Potentially resulting in an economic impact surpassing $1.6 trillion by 2027. It's truly a global transformation.
Now, here's a point that really stood out to me. The total worldwide economic impact of AI solutions and services projected to reach a cumulative $22.3 trillion by 2030.
It's an enormous number.
But this part.
Right.
For every dollar invested in AI, the global economy is anticipated to generate an additional $4.90.
Mm-hmm. The AI multiplier effect.
Right. Tell us more about that.
Well, the AI multiplier effect is fascinating because it emphasizes that the opportunities, they really extend far beyond just selling direct AI products.
Okay.
It includes all the necessary components for effective AI adoption. So think about the businesses providing integration services, right? Helping companies actually implement AI.
Yeah.
The platforms for managing machine learning models in practice, MLPs.
MLPs.
The training needed for professionals to work with AI, even the expertise to navigate the ethics and governance of these systems.
So One company invests, and it creates demand elsewhere.
Exactly. An initial investment in AI by one organization creates this sort of cascade of new demands and possibilities for others. It ripples outwards.
And the increasing accessibility, you know, powerful AI tools through cloud platforms, that's a real game changer, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
It's almost acting as a great equalizer.
It really is. Providing sophisticated AI capabilities to small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, that, you know, might not have had the resources for this kind of tech before. And this broader access for SMEs, it unlocks significant potential. We're likely to see a rise in vertical SaaS solutions.
Specialized software for specific industries.
Right. Delivered via the internet. Integrating AI tailored to the specific needs of SMEs within those particular industries.
Okay.
And there's also a growing demand for specialized AI consulting firms, ones that focus on guiding these smaller businesses through adoption and transformation.
Makes sense. So what are the core technologies really powering this incredible expansion? We've mentioned a couple, but let's dig deeper. What are the engines here? Generative AI, agentic AI.
Well, generative AI, or Gen AI, has definitely captured the public imagination. Its ability to create content, you know, text, images.
Yeah, possible to miss.
But its development goes much further. We're seeing it applied in market research for, like, richer customer understanding.
Yep.
In generating synthetic data, that's artificial data that mimics real-world info. Super important for training models when real data is limited or sensitive.
Right.
It's speeding up the complex process of drug discovery. And even helping software developers write code more efficiently or update older legacy systems.
That idea of synthetic data, it's really striking. Creating artificial data sets that behave like real ones. That has huge implications, right? For maintaining privacy and for testing AI in situations where maybe we don't have enough real world examples.
Precisely. Both are key drivers. And the figures around Gen AI are pretty remarkable. The software market alone is projected to jump from about $37 billion this year to over $220 billion by 2030.
Wow, that's huge growth.
It is a compound annual growth rate of 29%. This really signifies a fundamental shift towards AI creating novel outputs, whether that's data, code, designs, even interactive experiences.
And then there's agentic AI. It feels like, well, the next stage, maybe, moving beyond just creating or analyzing information to actually acting independently.
That's a good way to put it. What's particularly interesting here is the concept of AI systems that can formulate their own plans, make decisions based on those plans, and then execute them with minimal human intervention.
Minimal intervention.
Yeah. Gartner, for instance, forecasts a significant shift. They predict a third of enterprise software applications will incorporate agentic AI by 2028.
A third. That's a massive jump from less than 1% this year.
Huge jump. And they also anticipate that AI agents will autonomously make a notable portion, maybe 15% of our routine day-to-day work decisions.
15% of daily work decisions made by AI. That's a pretty fundamental change to how we think about work, isn't it?
It really is. And the market forecasts for agentic AI reflect this expected disruption. We're seeing estimates ranging from, say, $6.7 billion this year, potentially soaring to over $61 billion by 2029. Another projection puts it over $41 billion by 2030.
So regardless of the exact number,
the growth rate is incredibly rapid. It suggests profound changes in how services are delivered, how efficiently businesses operate, maybe even the basic structures of organizations.
And it's not just Gen AI and agentic AI advancing, is it? We're also seeing progress in how AI actually, well, processes information, what's called AI reasoning.
That's right.
And the specialized hardware needed.
That's correct. AI is evolving. It's moving from simply recognizing patterns to more advanced forms of learning and decision making, what we refer to as AI reasoning.
Okay.
And this increased sophistication, it demands significantly more computational power,
right,
which is driving the development of custom silicon. These are application-specific integrated circuits, or ASICs.
So chip designed specifically for AI tasks.
Exactly. Built from the ground up to run AI more effectively instead of general-purpose chips.
Got it.
And this leads to substantial improvements in efficiency, performance,
right,
particularly for really demanding AI applications, and also for the expanding field of edge AI.
Edge AI, where processing happens on the device itself.
Precisely. Not always sending data back to the cloud. This creates market opportunities in designing these specialized chips, of course, but also in developing software that's optimized for them, and in solutions for deploying and managing AI at the edge.
And it sounds like the really big breakthroughs might happen when these different areas of AI start to work together. converge.
That's precisely where many believe the most transformative opportunities lie. Consider the convergence of, say, generative AI, agentic AI, AI-enhanced AR, and robotics.
Okay, give us an example.
Well, imagine an agentic AI system. It uses generative AI to create personalized educational content.
Right.
That content is then delivered through AI-powered AR glasses.
Okay, so you see it overlaid.
Exactly. And maybe you're assisted by a physical AI robot tutor at the same time.
Wow. Okay, that's quite integrated.
It is. These integrated AI systems, where different types of AI collaborate seamlessly, they're likely to become the norm. This creates demand for platforms for expertise that can bridge these specializations, build these complex interconnected solutions.
We do have a table here, table one, for those interested, that really illustrates this market segmentation and the growth forecasts. It really helps visualize the momentum.
It does.
It's not just speculation. There's substantial investment, serious growth projected across the board here.
Absolutely. And for anyone considering a new venture, understanding these numbers, these quantitative forecasts, and the factors driving them, it's essential for identifying the best opportunities, making informed strategic choices.
Okay, so let's zoom in on one of these exciting emerging markets. AI-enhanced augmented reality glasses. This feels like something that's, well, on the verge, right? Becoming significant for both consumers and businesses.
It truly is. We're seeing AI-enhanced AR glasses move from a sort of futuristic concept to a tangible, expanding market. Current estimates, they place the global AI glasses market around, what, $857 million in 2025?
Okay.
With projections reaching over $2.3 billion by 2032. And smart glasses are expected to lead that growth.
But the broader AR market, including all the software and services, it's even bigger, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. The combined market for AR glasses, consumer and enterprise, was valued over $6 billion in 2024.
Right.
And some forecasts anticipate that increasing by more than 50% in just the next year.
50% in 1 year.
That's what some projections show. And the total AR market, including software, services, everything, predicted to reach nearly $90 billion by 2026, growing at a very strong rate, around 31% CAGR.
So what's fueling this? What's driving all this interest and expansion? It's got to be more than just cool visual overlays.
Oh, much more. It's a combination of several key advancements coming together. AI algorithms are getting much better at things like real-time object recognition, facial recognition.
Which enables those dynamic overlays.
Exactly. Sensors are becoming incredibly miniaturized. Think of devices like the Vuzix M400 packing a Qualcomm XR1 AI processor.
Mm.
The ongoing rollout of 5G provides that necessary high-speed connectivity.
Right. Bandwidth.
We're also seeing hardware breakthroughs, micro-LED displays, compact LiDAR, optical waveguides, even integration of things like neuromorphic chips, promising faster AI processing right on the device.
On-device AI, interesting.
And of course, generative AI is contributing now too, creating custom virtual content in real time.
So it really sounds like all the pieces, the advanced hardware and the smarter AI software, are finally aligning.
Precisely. This convergence is creating a very fertile ground for innovation, both consumer and enterprise. Many believe AR glasses could be the next major personal computing platform.
The invisible interface for AI interaction.
That's the idea. A much more integrated way than our smartphones. And the huge investments we're seeing from Apple, Google, Meta, that really signals this long-term vision.
Which means opportunities beyond just the glasses themselves.
Absolutely. Opportunities in app development, in creating entirely new ways of interacting with technology through this medium.
So looking beyond the maybe obvious enterprise applications, what are some of the really interesting, perhaps untapped consumer uses for these AI AR glasses?
Well, it's interesting. Research suggests about 78% of consumers actually prefer AI-enhanced AR experiences that offer real-time interaction.
Okay, so there's demand.
Seems so. Think about retail and e-commerce. Virtual try-ons are getting better. Visualizing furniture in your own home in 3D. AI-powered tools to customize products.
These are already showing results, right? Reducing returns, increasing sales.
Exactly. Studies show return rate reductions of 25-40%, conversion increases up to 20%, and niches could emerge here like highly realistic virtual try-ons for bespoke fashion or sophisticated tools for visualizing custom interior designs.
That makes a lot of sense. Buying glasses and actually seeing them on your face virtually or redecorating without moving a thing.
Right. And gaming and entertainment are also ripe for transformation. The AR gaming market is projected to be huge, like $140 billion plus by 2033.
Wow.
Beyond traditional games, think about niches like AR escape rooms, blending physical and digital, interactive AR storytelling, location-based games, turning your city into the game board.
Okay, that sounds fun. But what about uses beyond entertainment and commerce? More impactful uses.
This is where the potential gets really interesting. Think about accessibility. AI in AR glasses, doing live translations spoken or written. Real-time navigation for the visually impaired. AI describing objects in the environment.
That could be truly transformative for people with disabilities.
Huge potential for social good. Then you have personalized education and skill development. Imagine learning piano with AR guiding your fingers, AI giving feedback.
Or AI tutors adapting to your learning style.
Exactly. A specific niche could be AR-based language learning. Imagine AI analyzing your pronunciation within an immersive virtual conversation, providing targeted feedback.
You mentioned something earlier about cognitive training for seniors. That struck me as a really interesting application.
It is. Given the growing focus on cognitive health, AI AR glasses could deliver AI-curated interactive games, memory exercises, social platforms specifically for seniors.
Personalized based on their cognitive abilities, maybe integrating health monitoring.
Precisely. The potential to provide engaging, beneficial experiences for this growing demographic is significant.
It also sounds like there's potentially an entire ecosystem waiting to be built around the content for these AR experiences.
Absolutely. Just like the mobile app economy exploded, we're likely looking at an AR content and experience economy.
So demand for 3D assets, virtual environments,
interactive scenarios, all tailored for AR, and generative AI will be crucial for creating this content at scale.
Which opens up opportunities for
AR content creation tools, specialized development platforms, even agencies specializing in AI-powered AR marketing or educational modules built for AR.
Okay, so shifting to the enterprise and industrial side, where is AI AR making the biggest difference or showing the most promise?
We're seeing significant traction in specialized training. AR providing step-by-step visual guidance for complex tasks. AI personalizing the training, assessing competency objectively.
Like for really complex procedures. Aerospace maintenance, surgery.
Exactly. High-risk, low-frequency tasks. Companies like NeuroNav, Hoth Intelligence are already in these niches. Remote expertise and collaboration is another big one.
Like having an expert look over your shoulder remotely.
Precisely. Guiding technicians via the AR display. AI can even add augmented data feeds, real-time language translation. Platforms like Proximy are doing this in operating rooms.
So a surgeon getting remote guidance during operation.
Mm-hmm. With AI adding relevant info, and in field services, logistics. Think hands-free navigation, real-time back-end info access, AI object recognition for inspections, inventory. DHL reported, a 15% efficiency gain using AR for warehouse picking?
15% is significant.
It is. And one particularly interesting untapped niche might be AI AR for construction quality assurance.
How would that work?
Imagine overlaying digital blueprints onto the physical site. AI automatically detects deviations, flags issues in real time, maybe even digitally documenting progress along the way.
That could be huge for reducing errors and improving efficiency in construction, a notoriously complex industry.
It could. The visual nature, the high cost of errors, makes AI-powered visual detection really impactful. And the real ROI in these enterprise uses, it hinges on specialized data-driven AI integration.
It's not just the display, it's the AI behind it.
Exactly. The value is in AI models trained on specific industrial data. For tasks like subtle defect detection or predicting equipment failure via thermal imaging seen through the glasses.
So if someone listening is thinking about starting a business in AAAR glasses, what should they be focusing on?
The key, I think, is focusing on solving very specific pain points. Niche industries, particular user groups. Think about the whole ecosystem hardware, software platforms, AI models, integration services.
Hardware seems tough for startups, though, right? High R&D costs.
It is challenging, but the software and AI application layers offer significant opportunities. Think Brilliant Labs and their open source approach.
What are the main barriers, then?
Besides R&D, hardware miniaturization, battery life, display optics are still tricky. User adoption, familiarity, aesthetics, comfort, and privacy concerns are absolutely paramount.
So effective startup strategies.
Focus on software AI apps for existing or emerging hardware. Target niche enterprise uses with clear ROI. Develop proprietary AI algorithms or unique data sets. That's a key differentiator. And form strategic collaborations with hardware makers or industry players.
We have another really useful table here, table 2, highlighting some of those untapped niches in AI AR, connecting the problem, the user, the AI solution. It's a great starting point for brainstorming.
Absolutely. It shows the range from helping seniors to transforming construction QC. Lots of possibilities.
All right, let's pivot again. Let's explore another incredibly dynamic field, advanced AI robotics. And we're not just talking factory arms anymore, are we?
Definitely not. Robotics is being fundamentally reshaped by AI, giving robots much better perception, more sophisticated decision-making, significantly more autonomy.
Propelling them beyond factories.
Way beyond. Into a wide array of service roles, personal assistants, highly specialized tasks.
And the market figures here are also pretty remarkable, I imagine.
They are indeed. The advanced robotics market overall projected near $300 billion by 2034. Strong CGR. Over 20%.
Okay.
But when you specifically look at AI integration into robotic platforms, the growth is even more pronounced. Some forecasts see that exceeding $300 billion by 2034 too, but with the key jar closer to 34%.
34% growth.
Yeah. Even more conservative estimates show robust double-digit growth across professional service robots, personal robots. It's a hot area.
What's driving this? It sounds like more than just a desire for futuristic machines.
Well, the AI and machine learning integration is absolutely central, enabling robots to interpret data better, make smarter decisions, operate more independently.
Right.
There's also a huge push for automation, driven partly by labor shortages in many industries.
Yeah.
Sensor costs are decreasing, and we're seeing big progress in enabling tech like computer vision, natural language processing, robotic mobility. It's a confluence of factors creating real momentum.
So beyond those industrial uses, what are some of the consumer applications for these advanced AI robots? Things we might not have immediately considered.
We're starting to see robots move beyond just novelty, providing genuine, personalized assistance, companionship, even entertainment at home.
Like elder care.
Exactly. Personalized elder care is a big one. AI robots offering companionship to reduce loneliness, engaging seniors cognitively, managing medication schedules, even detecting early signs of health issues. Intuition Robotics' EliQ is a good example.
That's fascinating.
And an untapped niche here could be culturally aware companion robots. Imagine robots adapting communication style, content to specific cultural backgrounds, making the interaction more meaningful.
That's a really thoughtful application.
Yeah.
Huge social implications. What else on the consumer side?
Child development and education. AI robots as interactive learning companions, specialized tutors. The NAO robot, for instance, helps children with autism.
Mm-hmm.
A niche could be AI robots for co-creative activities, helping kids write stories, compose music, make art, fostering creativity and collaboration.
Interesting. Then there's hyper-personalized home automation. Robots learning your routines, proactively managing smart devices, handling chores autonomously like the Molly robotic kitchen concept, offering tailored lifestyle recommendations.
A robotic home manager.
Sort of.
Yeah.
A niche might be AI robotic home managers, specifically for busy professionals. Coordinating schedules, managing devices, optimizing energy, maybe even assisting with meal prep.
And I remember seeing something about robots for pet care. That's a growing market, isn't it?
It is. AI robotic pet care offers real potential. Dispensing food water automatically, engaging pets in interactive play, monitoring activity and health, even letting owners interact remotely.
Peace of mind for owners, better well-being for pets.
That's the idea. And the robotics as a service or RESA model is relevant here too. Instead of buying an expensive robot, maybe you subscribe to an elder care companion service or specialized cleaning. Makes advanced robotics more accessible for niche uses.
Okay, so shifting focus to industries. How is AI robotics transforming sectors like healthcare, logistics, agriculture? The impact is substantial. In healthcare beyond surgery, think diagnostics like robotic ultrasound, research into nanobots, patient care automation therapeutic robots, nursing assistants for medication or blood draws, rehabilitation robots like Locomat, telepresence robots too.
What's a niche there?
Maybe AI-powered in-home rehabilitation systems, tailored to a patient's specific condition and progress. Logistics beyond warehouses, dynamic route optimization, autonomous vehicles. But niches exist in handling specialized freight, fragile, hazardous, temperature-sensitive goods, especially in complex urban settings or last-mile delivery.
Okay, and agriculture.
Huge transformation. Precision spraying, reducing chemical use dramatically up to 80%, automated harvesting, AI-driven livestock management, indoor farming optimization, a key niche. AI robotics for small, diversified farms, organic or specialty crops needing precise handling, targeted interventions. Companies like CropView, Bonsai Robotics are in this space.
And it sounds like the sophistication of these robots really depends on data and integrating with other systems.
Precisely. As robots get smarter, they need high-quality, domain-specific data and seamless integration with IT infrastructure. This creates opportunities for businesses building secure data sharing platforms for robotics, or industry-specific robotic operating systems, or specialized integration consulting.
And the trend is more towards collaboration than replacement.
Yes, the dominant paradigm seems to be human-robot collaboration, HRC, augmenting human capabilities. Successful AI robotics often focuses on enhancing workers, improving safety, or taking over undesirable tasks, not just wholesale replacement.
So for someone looking to venture into AI robotics, what strategic approaches make sense?
Focus on cobots, collaborative robots, or tasks humans can't do easily or safely, or the really repetitive, undesirable stuff. Address specific industry pain points with clear ROI, like labor shortages, safety issues. Explore enabling tech software platforms, advanced AI algorithms.
What are the hurdles?
High development costs are a big one. Safety regulations are stringent. Public acceptance and trust are key. Infrastructure integration can be complex, and competition is fierce. Established giants like ABB, FANUC, plus well-funded startups like Figure AI, Agility Robotics.
So, effective startup strategies.
Target underserved niches where AI robots offer a clear edge. Develop highly specialized AI capabilities for specific applications. Offer RIaaS models to lower the barrier for customers. And forge strategic collaborations with industry partners for market access and expertise.
We have another table here, table three, outlining some of these promising untapped niches in AI robotics. Culturally aware elder companions, infrastructure inspection bots, waste sorting robots. It really shows the breadth.
It does, and it highlights how AI is letting robots tackle increasingly complex, nuanced tasks across so many industries and environments.
Okay, let's transition now to generative AI. We've touched on it, but it really seems to be unlocking entirely new ways to create value.
Absolutely. Gen AI is evolving incredibly quickly. Beyond just basic text or images, its ability to generate novel data, code, design, simulate interactions, it's opening up huge opportunities. Synthetic data, AI code development, creative industries, drug discovery, market research.
That synthetic data market seems particularly hot right now. What are the key drivers there?
It's a potent mix. First, the immense demand for high-quality data to train sophisticated AI models.
Right. AI needs data.
But second, growing concerns and regulations around data privacy, GDPR, CCPA, HIPAA, synthetic data offers a way to get training data without compromising real individual privacy.
Okay, that's a big one.
Plus, it can be more cost-effective than traditional data collection, and the Gen AI techniques are getting better, making the data more realistic and useful. We see it used where real data is scarce, biased, or sensitive, for software testing, privacy-preserving data sharing, in healthcare, finance, autonomous vehicles like Waymo.
And the growth projections are pretty wild.
Explosive is probably fair. Projections from a few hundred million this year to potentially over $6 billion by 2032. That's a CAGR over 40%.
Wow.
And a really interesting, ethically important, untapped niche. Using synthetic data specifically to mitigate bias in AI models.
How does that work?
By creating balanced data sets, you can counteract biases present in real-world data, leading to fairer AI outcomes. Companies like Synthesize.io are working on this. There's a whole ecosystem of startups specializing in different data types or industries, mostly AI, Gradle.ai, Tonic.ai, Syntho.
So synthetic data sets themselves are becoming valuable assets.
Increasingly so. Especially for things like rare disease research or autonomous vehicle simulation, where real data is hard or dangerous to get.
What about AI-powered code generation? Sounds like it could massively speed up software development.
It definitely has that potential. Tools automating code snippets, helping debug, refactor code, even playing a key role in modernizing old legacy systems, like translating COBOL.
COBOL, wow.
Yeah. The market's still early compared to other AI areas, maybe $25, $30 million now, but projected for strong growth, maybe $100, $250 million by 2030 or 2033, CAGR around 25%. Driven by automation demand, better AI models, the rise of low-code/no-code, and the need for faster project timelines.
Any interesting niches there?
One could be Gen AI for specialized hardware programming, translating high-level descriptions into optimized CLIA for custom AI chips. Quantum computers, neuromorphic chips, areas with a real talent gap.
Okay. And Gen AI is also hitting creative industries, drug discovery, market research.
Absolutely. Creative industries generating music, scripts, animation, video effects. personalized ads L'Oreal using Google's tools for marketing content. Drug discovery AI is projected to drive 30% of new discoveries soon. Gene AI generates novel molecules, predicts efficacy. Companies like In Silico Medicine, Benevolent AI are big here. Market research, understanding customers, competitors faster, more scalably. Even using synthetic data to simulate consumer responses. Meaningful, Outset.ai are players.
So what are the key business opportunities emerging in applied Gene AI? Where should people be looking?
We're seeing significant potential in vertical-specific GenAI solutions. Tailored for specific industries, legal document drafting, architectural design, scientific hypothesis generation.
Okay, deep specialization.
Right. Also, platforms for managing and fine-tuning GenAI models, letting businesses use their own proprietary data securely and efficiently.
Important for differentiation.
And services for GenAI integration and responsible deployment. Consulting, ethical frameworks, compliance, training. A broader implication is this democratization of expertise. GenAI, lowering the skill needed for complex tasks, creates markets for user-friendly platforms, training for non-experts.
Like AI co-pilots.
Exactly. The rise of sophisticated AI co-pilots augmenting human capabilities in professional domains, legal research, medical diagnostics, engineering design, scientific research. Huge opportunities for specialized, deeply integrated AI assistance there.
That leads us naturally back to agentic AI. Seems like the next logical step, taking those insights and enabling autonomous action.
Exactly. Agentic AI takes AI capabilities further. These systems can autonomously plan, decide, and act to achieve goals. Minimal, direct human oversight.
And the market growth here is projected to be incredibly fast.
Exceptionally rapid. We saw those figures earlier, potential CAGRs of 40%, even 55% plus fine. Industry analysts see it as transformative. A competitive necessity for many businesses eventually, reshaping operating models.
So where are we starting to see these autonomous AI agents deployed? What are the early applications?
Initial uses are in areas like customer experience. Agents autonomously managing parts of the customer journey, proactively solving problems. Think hyper-personalized recommendations. Amazon attributes 35% of revenue to AI recommendations, though maybe not fully agentic yet. Real-time order tracking, handling complex queries, even autonomous refunds.
Okay, what else?
Decision support. Algorithmic trading and finance is an obvious one. Supply chain disruption prediction with autonomous rerouting or inventory adjustment. Gartner predicting AI agents making 15% of daily work decisions by 2028, remember?
Right, the 15% figure.
And workflow automation. Automating complex, multi-step business processes, IT operations, even knowledge work companies like thoughtful AI market agents specifically for headcount reduction potential.
Wow. Specific industries.
Healthcare analyzing patient data, helping generate treatment plans, cross-checking prescriptions, automating appointments, education personalized tutoring, grading assistance, 247 student support.
So what are some of the really interesting niche opportunities for agentic AI? Things maybe less obvious.
One compelling one is agentic AI for personalized financial advisory for underserved populations.
How does that work?
Imagine affordable platforms providing tailored financial coaching, assessing microloans, guiding savings and microinvestments via mobile. For low-income groups or emerging markets, huge potential for financial inclusion.
That's powerful. Another one.
Agentic AI for complex project workflow management, specifically for SMEs. Small and medium businesses often lack resources for sophisticated project management. Affordable platforms could autonomously coordinate tasks, manage timelines, resources, facilitate communication, flag delays, generate reports.
Okay, democratizing project management.
Kind of, and I'm personally enthusiastic about agentic AI for proactive personal health and wellness management.
Going beyond tracking.
Way beyond. Integrating data from wearables, health records, smart homes, user input to autonomously manage health routines, personalized diet recommendations, adjusting fitness goals, scheduling preventative care, maybe even early warnings based on subtle data changes. Active, intelligent management of well-being.
That sounds incredibly futuristic, but also potentially very impactful.
It does. We're also seeing the very early stages of the autonomous enterprise idea. Business functions run by interconnected AI agents. This creates opportunities for platforms to design, deploy, monitor, and govern these systems. Orchestration, governance, security, ethics, all critical.
And personal AI agents.
We can expect an ecosystem there too. Marketplaces for agent skills like plugins. Secure data integration services. Robust security and privacy solutions will be paramount for user trust, which will be a key differentiator.
And this all changes work itself, right? And management.
Significantly. Human roles likely shift towards overseeing training AI agents, designing objectives, collaborating on complex, creative tasks AI can't handle alone. Management evolves, designing AI-augmented workflows, setting strategic goals for AI, leading human AI teams. This creates new business opportunities and corporate training for AI collaboration, consulting for AI-driven organizational redesign, platforms for managing human AI team performance.
So with all these possibilities, how do we actually identify these white spaces, these markets ripe for AI disruption? What are the signs?
There are several key indicators, hallmarks to look for. Markets undergoing rapid competitive change, discontinuity, areas with high potential for big productivity gains or cost reduction. PwC found top teams hitting 30% productivity improvements with AI.
30%.
Yeah. Markets with an abundance of data, especially unstructured data, where Gene AI shines. Industries with complex decision-making processes, sectors with significant unaddressed customer pain points, and those with entrenched, perhaps inefficient operating models vulnerable to disruption.
But the approach matters, right?
Crucially, it has to be problem first, AI second. Avoid just looking for places to apply cool AI tech, what some call AI solutionism. Rigorous validation of the problem-solution fit is absolutely essential.
And we keep seeing AI enabling this deep hyper-personalization across so many sectors, creating that niche of one.
Absolutely. Retail, media, healthcare. AI facilitates incredibly tailored experiences. An interesting untapped niche here. AI for personalized mental wellness journeys. Imagine AI adapting therapeutic approaches in real time based on individual needs, responses, maybe integrating wearable data, digital journals, even AR/VR experiences, empathetic AI agents adjusting plans.
That's fascinating. And AI isn't just about efficiency or personalization. It's also being applied to critical global challenges like sustainability.
That's right, a rapidly growing market. AI in green tech and sustainability. Applications in optimizing energy management. DeepMind boosted wind energy value by 20% with AI.
Impressive.
Carbon footprint tracking and reduction. Sustainable agriculture, precision farming again. Eco-friendly manufacturing, material discovery, waste optimization, circular economy enablement, climate risk assessment and adaptation planning.
A niche in sustainability.
How about AI for hyper-local climate adaptation in agriculture, specifically for smallholder farmers? Integrating very local weather, satellite imagery, IoT sensors, maybe even traditional knowledge to give actionable advice via SMS or voice, crop selection, water management, pest warnings. Companies like Kilimo, Okwafo Foundation, Climate AI are working in this direction.
Connecting high tech with local needs. Very cool. And education, another sector poised for big AI impact.
Definitely. Market growth estimates vary wildly here, from solid CVRs around 13% to explosive ones over 40%, but the potential is clear. Personalized learning paths, AI tutors, automated grading, smart content creation, support for special needs like the Lexi startup for dyslexia.
An untapped niche in education.
What about AI-powered vocational training simulators for skilled trades? Realistic AR/VR simulators for hands-on training, welding, electrical, plumbing. With AI feedback, personalized learning could help address skilled worker shortages, reduce the cost and risk of traditional training.
That seems very practical. And finance, beyond just algorithmic trading.
Yes, while AI is certainly disrupting stock markets' advanced algorithms, sentiment analysis like StockGeist.ai, there are other opportunities. A niche could be AI for financial literacy and inclusion, specifically for gig economy workers.
Also,
personalized budgeting tools, income smoothing advice, automated tax assistance, micro-investment opportunities, all delivered via mobile, tailored to their often volatile income.
Addressing a specific underserved group.
Exactly. And overarching all of this, as AI becomes more pervasive, the market for AI ethics and trust is growing fast. Bias detection tools, explainable AI, XAI, privacy-preserving tech, consulting services. Trust is becoming a key differentiator, maybe the key differentiator.
We have a final table here, table four. A matrix summarizing some of these high potential AI business opportunities, scoring them on innovation potential, market attractiveness, a really useful synthesis.
It's designed to provide that clear overview where cutting-edge AI meets demonstrable market needs, the sweet spots potentially.
So for anyone listening who's now thinking, okay, I want to launch my own AI venture,
right?
What's the strategic roadmap? How do you increase the odds of success?
Well, it really starts with that framework we discussed for identifying and validating niches. One, start with the pain points, the white space, be problem-centric.
Right.
Two, assess AI's unique value prop for that problem, personalization, automation, prediction, cost reduction. Three, market validation size, growth competition. Four, evaluate AI readiness, data availability, digital maturity, a willingness to adopt. 5, develop an MVP minimum viable product to test assumptions, get feedback, iterate quickly.
And navigate the inevitable barriers.
Yeah.
Capital competition, technology shifts.
Exactly. For capital, explore diverse funding VCs, grants, strategic partnerships, maybe ROAS or service models if hardware is involved, to reduce upfront costs for you and the customer. Competition, differentiate through deep domain expertise, that vertical AI idea, proprietary data or algorithms, unique user experience, innovative business models. Technology, focus on AI resilience strategies. Deep R&D if possible, proprietary data again, maybe hardware software integration. Address data quality, bias, explainability, legacy system integration head on.
And building a business that's not just successful initially, but defensible and scalable long term in this fast moving field. What are the keys?
A robust data strategy is paramount. Ethical acquisition, effective management, insightful leverage. Focus on proprietary assets, network effects where value grows with users' data.
Okay.
Talent, a clear plan for attracting, retaining, developing AI talent, or strategic partnerships to fill gaps.
Critical.
Ethical AI framework, build it in from day one. Responsible development, bias mitigation, transparency, privacy, security. Build trust as a core value, a differentiator.
Non-negotiable, really.
Absolutely. Iterative development. Agile methods, a culture of experimentation and adaptation. Ecosystem engagement, collaborate with other companies, research institutions, industry bodies, open source communities. Don't go it alone.
And maybe a phased approach.
Yes, especially for complex or high-risk areas.
Mm.
Consider a phased market entry. Start with AI assisting human experts, human in the loop. Gradually increase autonomy as reliability and trust grow, moving towards human out of the loop where appropriate. And that vertical AI strategy, again, specializing deeply in one industry or problem, is often a very effective path to building something defensible and scalable.
So wrapping this up, it's crystal clear the AI revolution isn't just coming, it's here. It's actively unfolding, generating this incredible wave of entrepreneurial opportunity. AI-enhanced AR, advanced robotics, Gen AI, agentic AI, the potential is huge.
Absolutely. But the crucial insight, I think, the takeaway for anyone listening is that just having AI tech isn't the key. The real breakthroughs, the lasting successes, will come from identifying genuine needs, often niche problems, and then strategically applying AI's unique strengths to create defensible value, often leveraging deep domain expertise.
And given how dynamic this field is, that spirit of continuous learning, adaptability, and a real commitment to responsible ethical development, that seems essential for long-term success and for societal acceptance, too.
Couldn't agree more. Ultimately, the convergence of these powerful AI technologies presents just unprecedented opportunities for bold, ethically minded entrepreneurs to build truly impactful, lasting businesses that will absolutely shape the future.
So a final thought for everyone listening.
Yeah, I'd really encourage you to explore these white spaces we've talked about. Think about how your own unique expertise, your own insights could contribute to this incredibly exciting wave of innovation. The opportunities are definitely out there.